A ruling by Europe's High Court is being called a victory by proponents of genetically modified food and by those who oppose it. Neither side disputes that the ruling will play a big part in the international debate over how to regulate risks when all the scientific answers are not in. Commentator David Ropeek says the court ruled in favor of science and against unsupported fear.
I'm afraid of heights. I can be up in some high-rise office, several feet away from the window, and just one glance down at those tiny little people in cars below, and my knees get weak and my palms get sweaty. It's silly, I know. I'm quite safe, but still quite scared. But consider the consequences when governments behave that way. When a risk comes along that makes a lot of us afraid, a risk that's uncertain, like SARS or genetically modified food, our governments sometimes make rules or regulations to protect us from that uncertain risk until all the scientific answers are in. That seems to make sense. Like they say, better safe than sorry. The fancy name for this among the policy wonks is the precautionary principle. That's what many European nations are doing with genetically modified foods, all but banning them outright until the scientific questions are all answered. No matter, they say, that genetic engineering could reduce pesticide use, increase productivity, control food prices, those benefits will have to be sacrificed until we're sure about the risks. Only the interesting thing is, the European Court of Justice recently told the Italians they can't take that kind of absolute precautionary position, not when the fear isn't supported by the partial facts we do have. The Italians wanted to ban some modified corn based on speculation that it might harm human health. The court said that while all the answers aren't in yet, enough of them are to reasonably conclude that the modification is not a threat to humans. In other words, there's no science to back up the fears. I'm not really just talking about genetically modified foods, though. That's just one example of the tricky question about precaution. Should governments always ban everything from toys to tobacco until we're totally certain they're safe? Or do we need to accept that absolute certainty is almost impossible to achieve? Should we take things on a case-by-case basis, so for each issue we can weigh the risks against the benefits? I think government should protect public and environmental health by assuming that new technologies and products are guilty until proven innocent. But the question is, when is there enough proof? Because by waiting to be absolutely sure, we may end up sacrificing an awful lot of health and environmental benefits. In some cases, being too precautionary might leave us feeling more sorry than safe. Still, don't expect me to get too close to that upper story window.
David Ropeek is the communications director at the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.